Time for a Week 3 NFL wrap with former AFL and NFL star Ben Graham. It's thanks to Neds. This NFL season, take it to the Neds level, but please gamble responsibly. Morning, Ben. So we've got a couple. What have we got? Just one underway at the moment between the Packers and 49ers.
Yeah, we do, Matty. Yes, thanks for having me on. Yes, Week 3. Well, it's been an exciting start to the season. Upsets galore. There's five undefeated teams and five teams yet to have a win. But yeah, you're right. The 49ers are taking on the Packers. And the Packers have got away to a strong start. A couple of touchdowns. They lead the 49ers in San Francisco. And if you think the Packers got absolutely smashed week one by the Saints, they bounced back last week. So already they're proving the early season doubters wrong. Aaron Rodgers is back to his MVP form.
The biggest story of the week so far, mate, Kansas City Chiefs went down to the LA Chargers 30-24. That's a big upset.
Yeah, that was an upset. I mean, the Chargers had their admirers and, you know, the Chiefs, they're such a great team, really, with the number of weapons that they've got. We know they played in the Super Bowl last year, got beaten by the Buccaneers, but you can never write them off, particularly Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. But there are some question marks now about their ability to come from behind, especially late in the fourth quarter. They do it regularly, but this was such an important win by the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes, 16-2 against division rivals. So young Justin Herbert had a fantastic game, four touchdowns. And this was in one of the toughest places to play at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. So a massive win by the Chargers. The Chiefs, believe it or not, 1-2 at the bottom of their division. Now, I'm not writing them off because Patrick Mahomes is an absolute out-and-out superstar, but certainly one of the many upsets this morning that we saw. The other one, I'm really high on the Bengals. They played Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, and defensively they just harassed Ben Roethlisberger. They stopped the run, but they've just got such a young, up-and-coming team, the Cincinnati Bengals, and they've got equal lead in the AFC North. The Steelers have had the handle on that division for decade now, but looks like the Bengals and the Browns and even the Ravens are also 2-1 after Justin Tucker kicked a NFL record 66-yard field goal at the end of the game to beat the Lions. So exciting, records falling, but it's just another week in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm yet to see that one this morning, Ben. I've heard it throughout the news there. So as soon as I'm off air, I'm going to try and get some vision of that and take a look at it because that is one hell of a kick. Actually, back to the Chiefs. What happened with their coach? So Andy Reid ended up leaving the stadium in an ambulance. Is he okay?
I haven't received an update yet, but I wouldn't factor that into the loss, but we obviously are concerned for his health. But no, looking for an update there. Not sure what it's related to, but as we know that this time, well, you've only got to look at the Saints. They've got half their coaching roster off the sidelines under the COVID protocols. Hopefully it's not COVID related, but yeah, not sure about that one. I wouldn't put the loss down to that. It was just a matter of not being able to execute. And when you think the Chargers almost shot themselves in the foot with a couple of line of scrimmage penalties, which nearly took them out of field goal range, but an uncharacteristic interception thrown by Patrick Mahomes when all they needed to get into field goal range to win that game, he was picked off and the Chargers made him pay.
Yeah, maybe Andy had a reaction to watching Pat Mahomes have a rare bad game. It doesn't happen often that puts him in the back of the ambulance. So let's hope he's okay. Another one this morning. So the Rams have been the hot team so far. They've started 3-0 and a big win this morning. What, 34-24 over Tom Brady and the Buccaneers?
Oh, really impressive this. And when you think what the Buccaneers defense did to Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, that's what they needed to protect against. Matt Stafford has got an immediate connection with his wide receivers, particularly Cooper Kupp, who's had five touchdowns and over 400 yards in the first three games. He's been outstanding. But the difference that we're seeing in Matthew Stafford is that he remains upright because the Rams' O-line are protecting him like the Lions' O-line couldn't. And when you think they've got a great defense, and even they missed their starting running back today, Darrell Henderson, the Rams are the real deal. And like I wouldn't say I've got question marks over the Buccaneers, but I think the Rams are the team to beat in the NFC. it was an outstanding performance by them as a team. And look, I'm an ex-teammate of Matt Stafford's, and I know what he's like. I know what his work ethic's like. He's a leader, and he plays the game the right way. But, gee, they've got a challenge next week. The undefeated NFC West rival come to town, the Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals play the Rams next week in what should be an absolute cracker. But the Rams, rightly so, 3-0 on top of the NFC West.
And then we get tomorrow night, so Monday night footy, the Philadelphia Eagles against the Cowboys, and of course Jordan Mailata make his Monday night footy debut here. You know what all that's about for an Aussie out on the biggest stage. What a huge moment.
Oh, look, and what a fantastic rise that that young man's had, getting onto the practice squad and learning his craft with the coaches and building that trust with him. So when the opportunity came, he was ready to go, and he's taken it with both hands, literally. Not only Jordan, but Aaron Sipos, ex-AFL players, punting for the Eagles. So it's a game that we should be looking out for to see how our Aussies perform. But it's a big game. It's an NFC East matchup. Both teams are 1-1. The Eagles won in week one, but dropped the game last week. The Cowboys did win last week. You think of the Cowboys off-season with the injury to Dak Prescott. Ezekiel Elliott looks fit. Amari Cooper's flying. CD Lamb's into his second year. It should be a really, really good game to watch, this one. And I think the winner of this game, given how poor the Giants and Washington have been, will give them favourites to win the NFC East this early in the season. But I do like the Cowboys. I think their defence has improved. They've got a good running game at Dak Prescott. Well, he is already looking at comeback of the year player for mine. But yes, it's good to see the Aussies strutting their stuff. We've got seven of them in the NFL and all doing a great job.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, mate. Now, every week, I know it's only early days, but let's get a snap Super Bowl prediction off you. So after week three, with what, another match and a half left to go, who do you have locked in for your Super Bowl? Not locked in. Who have you got for your Super Bowl at this stage?
Well, I do like the Rams. I've liked them during the preseason and what they were building. I've said that Matthew Stafford is the missing piece in Sean McVay's puzzle, and he's proving just as much. On the AFC side, I'm high on the Buffalo Bills. Now, they did struggle week one against the Steelers, but they shut out the Dolphins week two, and they smashed Washington this morning. Josh Allen's one of my favourite quarterbacks in the NFL. So this far out, I'm predicting a Rams and Bills Super Bowl in LA come February.
All right. This far out is the key, Ben. So what will allow you some flexibility in that prediction and see how much it changes. It's probably a really interesting point to see how much it would change. So you got the Rams and the Bills at the moment. Good on you, mate. We'll chat again next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Matty.